This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In today's tech world, alongside the tales of the newly minted young male billionaire entrepreneurs, another narrative is emerging: the comparative absence of women. Up to 90% of the engineering teams at startups are men. As Marketplace's Queena Kim reports, some women in the Silicon Valley are trying to engineer some change.
It's recruitment day at Hackbright Academy, a coding school for women. And 24-year-old G. Kang, who just finished up the Academy's 10-week crash course, is showing off the photo app she built to recruiter Paul Sri. He's with Chegg, an online textbook company. Kang explains that her app is modeled on Japanese photo booths.
So I was trying to go for that.
Have you seen Google Hangouts, where you can try on a scuba mask and like a hat?
Well, that's actually my next thing.
Kang didn't study computer science in college. And a lot of the women you find at these academies, and they're sprouting up all over Silicon Valley, work in tech, but mostly as product managers, marketers, and researchers. Instead of playing what some of them describe as support roles, the women want to make stuff too. In the past, to do this, women felt they needed to take a more traditional route and get an engineering degree. So this sort of self-training is a new concept for women. But Paul Sri says men have been doing it this way since the beginning.
Most people who I know now who do programming did not study computer science and really no exposure to programming at all.
Silicon Valley is infamously male-dominated. But Sydney Padnis says that doesn't mean women have to behave like one to get ahead.
I really don't want to encourage women to go out there and be like men. I don't think that's a good answer either.
Padnis is the founder of Illuminate Ventures, and she's part of a growing number of women who leads funds that are trying to identify women founders and advisors. She says women have a lot to offer when it comes to running a company. They're often more collaborative and generally more open to ideas.
When I see a pitch from a male entrepreneur, it's typically much more aggressive in terms of their revenue plan. So I'm busily discounting, well, they'll do half of that.
Whereas more often than not, Padnis says women are more realistic.
But I'm not sure every male investor recognizes that because they're so used to seeing those overdone pitches.
Padnis says for now, that blind spot is turning into a competitive edge. 20% of the startups that Illuminate backs are founded by women. That's way higher than the industry average. And Padnis says two of those startups got acquired and made her a handsome profit. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.